Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's just you and me. I'm continuing to talk about my 2018 predictions and what actually happened this year. I actually make predictions and check myself at the end of the year on how things went. So far, I'm doing pretty good. This next prediction is U.S. status as an energy net exporter will significantly influence the economy, geopolitics, the war on terror, even climate change. Well, what actually happened? Our energy independence increasingly is a powerful lever for President Trump in the trade negotiations. It's helping us with the OPEC. It's the natural gas boom is contributing to reducing the world's CO2 emissions. America's not getting credit for that, folks. It's the most underreported story in the world, how America is helping to reduce CO2 emissions. That's a plus one for me. All right, next one is, I missed this one. The U.S. energy exporter status will offset price pressures and will hold crude oil prices below $60 per barrel for another year. Well, I missed that one because crude actually averaged over $70 a barrel, but that's when I published these. I wonder if I went back and did the math today, about a week later, I published these predictions about a week ago. I wonder if I did the math today, if it wouldn't be below 60. I might have picked that one up, but I'm going to take the hit on that one. Most of the year was above 70. And that was my hit. All right, next one. President Trump and congressional GOP will take another run at repealing Obamacare. Well, what actually happened is that they did do all that. And at the last minute, literally at the last second, the late John McCain, one of the most ignominious, selfish displays of a former statesman, I'm so disgusted with what he did at the end. He ignominiously and single-handedly killed the complete abolishing of Obamacare. And I really hate that his legacy, that's the last thing that people remember about his statesmanship, which was very, very sad and, as I say, ignominious. Next prediction, and by the way, that's a plus one. I said they would take a stab at it. They wouldn't get it done. A stronger economy and lower regulations will increase the president's approval rating. Well, his rating went from 35 when I said that to 46 when I published it, plus one for me. Trump will nominate one Supreme Court justice in 2018. Well, you got Brett Kavanaugh, plus one for me. We'll be more likely to experience a major cyber attack than a physical terror event. That was another prediction. Well, multiple experts right here on this show, you've heard them, report cyber attacks increasingly more imminent and perilous than any physical kinetic danger we might have. Plus one. Next one. Trump will trade support for DACA. You know what DACA is, the young people becoming citizens, illegal immigrants, for Democrat border wall votes. Well, just last week, that was reported that was part of the negotiation. DACA for wall votes, plus one for me. Democrats, next one. Democrats will be unsuccessful in making immigration a major 2018 campaign position. Well, I don't know how much immigration was a big deal, but the Dems sure had a good 2018 in the election, didn't they? And so I'm going to have to give them a plus one on that and me a negative one. So next prediction, sanctuary cities will become the most dramatic challenges for President Trump's authority. This did not rise to a threat level this year. That's a negative for me, minus one. Unprecedented for past presidents, Obama will aggressively campaign for Democrat candidates in the midterms. Well, my friends, sadly, the 2018 Obama's campaigning in 2018 was as self-referential as it was unprecedented. And sad, very sad that he did what he did. I was very disappointed in him. I continue to be. He can't take an 8-year bad presidency and turn it into something good. just by talking about it later after he's out of office. And that's what he's trying to do right now. It's kind of unseemly. Next prediction. For the first time in almost 30 years, the Clintons will see limited action in a campaign season. Well, they were. Other than Hillary going around the country talking about why she lost, they were basically MIA. That's a plus one for me. There will be a showdown between U.S. and North Korea, but not a war. Well, the Trump-Kim negotiations did cause the slowdown and a cooling off of tensions. If not yet, a verified denuclearization. That's a plus one for me. Prediction, if control of Congress changes hands in 2018, it will be due to illness or scandal, not voters. Boy, let's talk about a spin, crash, and burn. I missed that one big time. The GOP is lucky they held the Senate. That was negative for me. Negative one. Prediction, the last one. This is the last one. The 2018 college football championship, Bama, in a squeaker for the ages. Did you see that game? 26-23 against Georgia, overtime. You have to remember, when I made that prediction, the Tide hadn't even beat Clemson in the prelims. That was a big win for me, plus one for me. All right, folks, wrapping up. My foresight in 2018 was 86.2% accuracy. This salves my 2008 disaster year a little. And it raises my 19-year average to 73.7% accuracy. How about that, folks? How'd you do in 2018? Coming up in a couple of weeks, my 20th prediction for 2019. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.